Welcome, welcome back to another episode of Uploaded and Unfiltered, the podcast in which I, your host, Jermaine, interviews another content creator in regards to their journey and their content creation thus far. Tonight, as always, before I get my special guests on, I'm going to read their bio to give a little background on them, and then we'll get them introduced and start this awesome conversation. Calling all geeks, gamers, and pop culture enthusiasts, join me for a wild ride through the worlds of MMORPGs, FPS, horror, and racing games. We'll delve into the depths of anime, dissect the latest Marvel movies, and geek out over comics and tech. This stream is your portal to endless entertainment and good vibes. And with that, I'd like to introduce my guest for the evening, the one, the only, he goes by the name of Derek!
Yo. Yo, what's good? What's good with you,
hey, my man. Guy? Yo, welcome to the podcast. How's your night going?
It's going pretty good so far. How about yourself?
It's going great, man. Like, today was one of those days where I'm going to brag a little bit, but I got to do it exactly what I wanted today. Like, I can't complain. Like, I got to hang out with the girls. I got to hang out with my wife. I wasn't stressed, so today was a great day. I'm not even going to complain.
Hey, that family time is what it's all about, man.
Oh, my God. That's good yes. for you. Yo, I appreciate it. But, you know, this ain't about me. I'm here every week. Derek, origin story, baby. What is the origin story of I Am That Derek? What got you started in creating content?
What got me started was pretty much a close friend of ours, Boss Who Versus, a.k.a. Final Boss, a.k.a. Monkey Boy. Yeah, I'm putting all his AKAs damn. Out there.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
He pretty much got me started into it. He pretty much was like, hey, you know, I'm gonna do this streaming thing, but I want you to jump on board. I was kind of against it for a little bit. After a while, him, myself, and three other guys all decided to do a podcast, and we kind of did like a streaming based ordeal. It was more like video and podcast at the same time.
Okay.
And that kind of shoved me in the right direction. After that, a former partner of mine, she kind of was like, you know what? You need to push this a little bit further. Mm-hmm. Go into it. I see how much fun you have with the video games. So why not do it in front of people and enjoy yourself with friends?
Yeah.
So that's where it started out at. And here I am, I think, what, 3 years? This past January? 3 years into streaming, so it's still going strong.
All right, Boss gets another one. God damn it! I feel like every episode, this man's name's come up. Fuck that guy. No, I'm just playing. I'm just kidding. I love Boss. That's my guy. Yo, that's dope. All right, so I'm gonna ask because you know I've been asking everybody. Maybe there's a crazy story behind it. I don't know. How'd you come up with the name, man? Like, I know your name's Derek. I know that you like explain the thought process behind choosing your name.
The funny thing about it is like everybody, Derek's a common name if you really think about it.
Yes.
And everybody's like, oh yeah, I know this guy, Derek, and this, that, the other. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to be that guy. So okay. I was like, I'm that Derek. That's pretty much what it's going to be about.
That makes sense.
Yeah, very much. And when I told people the name that I chose, because at the beginning, it had like numbers in it. And then again, Boss being the person that he is, he was like, yo, drop the numbers and just, you know, stick with something simple. That's something that people can actually find you at. Mm-hmm. So I'm that Derek stuck and it's been that way ever since.
That's dope. Also, that's crazy that still existed. And you were able to pick that up. Like, what the fuck?
Right?
Yeah, all the other Derek's out there are slipping. What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
Exactly. I'm the original. It's just like Jet Li's the one. I don't need to know you. You need to know me.
Exactly. Yo, that's funny. I just was thinking about Jet Li. Like, what happened to that dude? Is he hasn't made a movie in a while.
He's got cancer, man.
Holy crap. Did not know that. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Well, that... I learned something new today. That's crazy. Appreciate that, Derek. You could have told me that off podcast. You could like, oh, I didn't know what happened. Then told me later, be like, anyways, current mindset. Yo, hey, Derek, how is
current mindset?
Yeah.
it It's been all over the place, to be quite honest. And just recently, I've put myself on a hiatus. Mm-hmm. I'm still currently on my hiatus. I should be coming off here within the next week or so. But it's pretty much been, like I said, it's been all over the place. I've been trying to get all my ideas in one singular notion versus them being all over the place. And today was really a true testament to that. I did a pretty much a test stream and tried out new sounds, new redemptions, did some camera work and some lighting and with great advice from, you know, the host himself.
But, so, oh yeah, yeah.
But yeah, like I'm really excited to see what this is going to turn into as time goes on. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those people who likes to see the fruit of his work actually unfold in front of him. Yes. And just evolve as time goes on. As mm-hmm. a streamer myself, I'm still trying to evolve and try to put myself out there more. Currently, my medium is through streaming. Mm-hmm. I did have a podcast at one point in time that I did like almost every other week, and I'm thinking about picking that back up. But honestly, I'm shooting more towards like TikTok content, pulling clips from events with friends or just doing solo acts. So my current mindset is trying to be as focused as possible while still having fun at the same time.
Hell yeah. That's what I like to hear. Like I like that you say, okay, I know I've been doing this for 3 years. I'm starting to come into my own, figure out what I want to do. And not only are you like locking in on your streaming and upgrading that, but you're like, all right, I'm gonna start making TikToks, because I feel like that's the next progression. Like as a content creator, as a streamer, like you want to get your face out there, you got to put it everywhere.
Very much.
Yes, I like to hear it. Good. I need more Derek content in my life. I've been on TikTok a lot, and you be pulling up there though. Like I've been watching your reaction videos, so hey, it's there.
Some of the stuff that people be putting out there, like it catches me off guard. So when I do actually get to see that content, it's like, all right, I got to do it fresh. This can't be something that's rehearsed, and that's the best type of content. It's got to be fresh.
Yeah,
it can't be rehearsed. It's got to come right off the cuff, because that's what makes the best content.
Yeah, for sure. I agree. All right, Derek, we're just moving right along. Let's jump into this next section, lessons learned. And this is where I ask my guests, what lessons have you learned that you could have only learned because you started creating content?
Don't follow in your friend's footsteps. Everyone has their own set path, and you can't walk in theirs. If you do, then you're going to stumble and fall harder than they will, because you may not have the particular resources that they have to prop them back up. And I say this because I said it in one of my pop-up streams way before. I told people, I'm an envious person, and I don't know where it comes from. It might be the competitiveness in my DNA, but when I see my friends do well, I start to get a little jealous, and I'm like, you know what? I want to take this route, but I know I can't, because I know that I've got something that's already worked out for me.
Right.
I just got to walk into it. So there's that. But on top of that, have fun with it. Don't turn your love of what you like to do into a job that you're going to despise later on down the road.
Agreed.
Because the moment you do that, it's no longer fun. You're always grinding. You're always pushing yourself to the point of either burnout or exhaustion. And it's just not fun anymore. People will start to see that through your work. Because what I did at the very beginning was I came in and I was thinking like, oh, I'm going to be the next, you know, I'm going to be the next boss. I'm going to be the next Crip. I'm going to be the next iCrisp. It was like, I can't be these people. These people already have their, you know, their paths laid out for them. They're going to walk their own map. Let me walk mine and figure out where I'm supposed to be at in this, you know, vast area of content creation.
Right.
And I tell that to anybody, you know, don't ever follow in your friend's footsteps. Right. Because you're always going to stand in their shadow, and you're not going to shine. If you want to make a name for yourself, then be a part of something that's greater but separate at the same time. Mm-hmm. And and just push. Like, 100%. Yeah. So that's a lesson learned. On top of that, another thing, massive, take care of your mental.
Yes.
Take care of your mental.
100%.
I don't care what anybody says. Oh, I'm fine. Oh, I'm good. I could deal with this. No, you can't. Mm-hmm. You cannot do this on a day-to-day basis and not take care of your mental. If you don't take care of your mental, you are going to be miserable. Take a break. It is okay.
Yes.
Like, Crip, and you've been in the position before, because I've known you've taken a hiatus.
Mm-hmm.
And when you came back, I could already tell you were 100%. You were on
it. Right? Exactly. And that's the thing that maybe you as the content creator don't realize. Your community and people watching your content can feel when you need to take a break. Because it just, the vibe feels off. Like, you're not in the bag that you usually are. And so when you take that break, maybe a week, I took all of December off this last time. At least from streaming. What the fuck?
You got a thumbs up.
All right, so I'm streaming on a Mac, and I forgot that I have that. Anyways, so I took that month off, and like you said, when you come back, you're energized, you're focused, and everybody can tell. You're like, all right, this man needed to take a break, and now he's back to where I'm used to him being. All right, cool. He's good to go. So, agree.
And the hiatus that I took, it was on several levels. Number one, I was in a really bad place mentally. Number two, I was dealing with a lot of family drama. Number three, I was dealing with, you know, personal aspects and life all around. Mm-hmm. And that stuff weighs heavy on you. Like,
yeah.
People say, you know, you could become toxic when you don't even realize that you're toxic. And there were people around me who started to realize that I became a little toxic for their liking. And they were like, yo, we need you to sit down, take a break, and just, you know, breathe, let it all out, get what you need to work out. So therefore, when you come back to us, we know that you're in a good place. And I feel like that was the greatest advice that they ever gave me. And I try to, you know, look at the people who I look up to. Like I said, you, Boss, Chris, there's other content creators that I look very much up to. Mm-hmm. And I see that you guys do take hiatuses. You do put yourselves with your families and stuff like that. And I'm like, you know what? I need to do that as far as a practice is concerned.
Yes, sir. Yes. Yo, to piggyback on Derek's lessons learned, the point that you made, you have a support system that pointed it out to you. They're like, hey, you being kind of a dick right now, maybe you should like chill a bit, relax, take a break. And people need that. Like, I need that. Everyone needs that person, those groups of people, family member, whoever it may be, to tell you like, hey, you are tripping right now, you need to take a break. Really? So that's dope. I'm glad that you were able to get that. I'm glad you got that support system around you, because that, again, it's hard to see that shit when you're in it. Like, you're just like, I'm going through shit as normal. I'm like, yeah, but you're kind of a dick. I don't know if you knew that. Relax. It's like, oh, my bad.
Exactly. It's like, oh, wait a minute. I didn't mean to, but
yeah.
Here's a candy bar just exactly. to make up for it.
My bad. All right, Derek. This is the part of the podcast. I feel like no matter how long your content creation career is, however long you've been doing it, there's always a piece of advice that you can provide with somebody that they've never heard before. And if only coming from somebody that may not be like them, like, this is a unique piece of information that's coming through your eyes that you've seen. So I'm going to ask you, because I like to siphon information out of my friends. What piece of advice would you give to a content creator who wants to make content? What would your advice be?
Ooh, easy. And I wish somebody would have told me this from the very beginning. Therefore, I would have been better at it.
Mm-hmm.
But start small. It doesn't matter what it is that you're trying to do, who you're trying to reach, or where you're trying to place it. Start small. And the reason for that is because if you start small, there's less for you to actually have to pay attention to. You can actually hit the direct people that you're wanting to hit first try and know what works and what doesn't, versus, you know, going all out and glitz and glam and trying to, you know, surprise everybody. Ooh, I've got this flashy camera. They're not here for that. They're here for you. They're not here for the tech. They're not here for the, you know, the fancy sounds, stuff like that. They're here for the person that's in front of the camera, the one that's pushing all the buttons. So start small and make sure to, you know, pick up the pieces along the way. If you find something that works for you, add it to a bigger puzzle, because in the long run, that's that one small piece that you started out with will create the entire picture for you.
Yes. Hell, what? I don't, my bad. I get excited when I hear really good advice, especially shit that's like swimming around my head. And that piece of advice is perfect. Even for me, like, this podcast is not where I want it to be, but in order for it to start, I had to start small. And now we're like 33 episodes deep, and I feel good about it because I started the shit. Thank you, Derek.
I mean, seriously, like that was something, that was advice that was given to me by my dad and my granddad, two people that I do hold in very high regards. My dad's one of those people where he knows me the best. Pretty much I've been around him for, God, I'm 35. And he knows when I'm struggling with a problem. And he's like, look, don't try to come at it with a big hammer. Don't try it with a sledgehammer. Start with a nice little, you know, a nice little mallet. Get you a little, get you a little chisel and just nick away at it little by little. And he's given me that. And then my grandfather, he's just a man wiser beyond his years, and he doesn't even realize it. But he told me, you know, you can't always, I'm trying to phrase it the way that he phrased it, but I'm gonna mess it up for sure.
He doesn't listen to this, I don't think.
No, he's not that advanced yet. But don't try to make the horse run. Let them do it on their own, and you just follow in there and follow in that aspect.
Okay.
He was like, and I know I probably messed it up, but he was like, you know, when a baby horse is born, when a fowl is born, the first thing that they do, they have to learn how to stand. Once they learn how to stand, they learn how to walk. Once they learn how to walk, they learn how to run and then jump and then gallop. He was like, it's the same thing with any process that you do. When you first start out, you're not going to be the greatest at it.
Right.
Learn how to stand first. Once you know how to stand, then walk and then move up to the next step. He was like, it could take you weeks, months, years, but as long as you get those down pat, you're on point.
Yeah, I agree. And to add a little sauce to that, if it does take years, I think the thing that keeps you pushing through it is enjoying the process. Like, enjoy the process of getting your streaming together. Enjoy the process of thinking of an idea, executing on an idea, and having it actually play out in the real world. You got to figure out which piece that you enjoy and like hold on to that, because that's what's going to keep you pushing forward until you ultimately hit whatever the goal is that you set.
Very much so. And I mean, I'm, like I said, I've been doing this for 3 years and I'm still learning how to walk, essentially. So I mean, it's gonna take me a bit. I might be a little bit behind on some of the things that I want, but I know that I'm gonna get to it eventually, and when I do, I'm gonna start running, and from there it's
yes. That's what I love to hear. Derek, well, before we get you to that running position, we definitely want to have the people know where they can catch your contact at right now. So where do you want to point the people at? Where can they find some Derek content?
Oh, man. Honestly, you can catch me on TikTok. I am known as the Oddball Commander on TikTok. So you can look me up there, or you can also catch me on twitch.tv/I'm That Derek.
Simply easy, and it doesn't have any numbers after it, none of that. It's just, I am that Derek. It's crazy. Shout out to Basu for that visionary piece of information.
Exactly. That gem.
Again, Derek, thank you for bringing your story and your voice to this podcast. I always appreciate it.
No problem, man. Thank you for having me. It's a great pleasure.
No, as always, thank you. With that, I'm going to go ahead and shut down the podcast for this evening. Appreciate y'all for listening. If you made it this far, as always, protect your mental, keep creating content, and I will talk to y'all in the next one. Peace. Thank you for listening this deep into the podcast. I truly do appreciate it. If you enjoy what you heard and you want to get this podcast to a state where I can actually make even more changes in creators' lives, please share the podcast with those that you know. They probably can get some enjoyment or some information from the podcast. Head over to upun.buzzsprout.com. That is upun.buzzsprout.com to check out where the podcast is hosted. On that website, there will be a variety of different places where you can actually subscribe to the podcast. And if you do subscribe, I would appreciate a rating and a review on whatever platform you listen to this on. Those ratings and those reviews help the podcast elevate into a higher level so I can become more discoverable in searches and things of that nature. Also, check out the website uploadedandunfiltered.com if you want to check out every guest that's been on the podcast, as well as links to their content as well. Last but not least, if you want to financially support the podcast, you can do so at buymeacoffee.com/uploadedandunfiltered. I set up a donation site there. All money that goes there will be directly poured back to the podcast to help for hosting and things of that nature. Again, thank you for listening. This has been a project that I have dreamed about building, and it is here, and we are doing it, and I am nothing but excited for its future. Until then, I'll see y'all in the next one.